disciples prayed that prayer. Jesus answered. He rebuked the wind, he calmed the sea. He heard the prayer of his disciples. And in the same way, he hears and answers us when we pray. Listen to this promise. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to all. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. The word in the Greek for temptation can also mean testing. So if you are being tested, he will not test you beyond your ability. God will allow us to be in a situation that is truly hopeless. He will never expose us to suffering or stress beyond our ability to bear it. He will never permit us to be tested beyond our capacity to endure. No matter how bleak our circumstances appear, if we continue to seek him, we will find that his grace is sufficient, that his ability and his strength is all that we need. But this is true only if we respond to our troubles by looking to God in faith and prayer. If instead you rely on yourself, then the storms of life will be too much for you, and soon you will be overcome. Sooner or later, something, grief, fear, rage, guilt, sorrow, or hatred will prove too much for you. Sooner or later, one of these will be your downfall, and you will end up denying God, cursing him, abandoning your profession of faith, just as Peter did on the night Jesus was arrested. The only way for any of us to survive spiritually constantly return to God in prayer. In order to receive God's blessings, we must pray. Prayer does not earn God's blessing. It does not make God pour out his grace and power and strength in our lives. But prayer is the means by which we come to receive those blessings. Prayer is an expression of our faith, and God is pleased and honored. In order for us to receive what we need, we must remain in Christ. We must continue in fellowship and obedience to him. His word must remain in us. We need to be reading and studying scriptures. But most of all, in order to receive from God, we have to ask. We have to pray. Ask whatever you wish, he says, and it will be given to you. Prayer is an acknowledgement of our need, of our utter dependence on God, our complete inadequacy apart from him. If we hope to receive anything from God, then we must come to him with open, empty hands. But if in pride we are still holding on to our own ability and sufficiency, then we cannot receive anything from God. And if we persist in our self-reliance, then God may graciously and lovingly allow us to fail in the very area where we are most confident of our strength, in order to teach us that we can do nothing, absolutely nothing, apart from him. We must watch and pray, because when we stop praying, when we stop relying on God's power and strength, that's when we are the most risk of all. The disciples learned a lesson that day that we should know well. They found out that Jesus had the power even over the wind and waves. Then there was literally nothing he couldn't do in their lives. There is no power in heaven or earth that Christ cannot and has not overcome, not even the power of death. And so, whatever your situation may be, however hopeless it may seem, no matter how great and powerful the forces opposing you, Jesus is far greater. He is